Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on July 8th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and we talk about persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we do here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great. Good. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. Well, so am I. We always do. Yeah. You know, one thing I wanted to mention.
Yes.
You've heard that James O'Callaghan is leaving the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
I did hear that, but is it a rumor or is it
no,
true?
No, it's true. Last week I received an email from the Chamber.
Right.
Making the announcement, he's going on to Huntington Beach.
Right.
He's going to lead the chamber down there in Huntington Beach, and I believe tomorrow is his last day here in our neck of the woods.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Huntington Beach. All I remember, I've visited a few times, but my visceral memory of Huntington Beach is that they call themselves Surf City USA.
Yeah.
And that drives Roger Bacon from Hermosa absolutely bonkers.
It drives everybody crazy. We all know Hermosa Beach is Surf City.
Right. Anyone who ever meets Roger Bacon, just mention Huntington Beach to him and watch his reaction.
Watch the steam come out of his ears.
Yes, it's so funny.
Well, maybe James can come up with a better name for them, a better nickname, once he gets there.
Well, I think they like that. They got some national press this July 4th. I don't think that previous July 4th parades had been promoted so heavily on the national level by ABC, but this past July 4th, they really got some serious play.
I don't know. Sometimes when it's a slow news cycle, they'll bring up the whole Hermosa Huntington thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, gosh, what is it now, 3 years ago?
You know,
we started working with James in the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
It's a perfect opportunity for me to say, Jackie, people may not remember, James created and fought for so many innovations in the Manhattan Beach Chamber that are now just standard operating procedure for mm-hmm. all the chambers in the region. And one of the things that he did that I'll forever be grateful for is he saw the potential of the medium that we're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
This type of it's like a town hall meeting specifically targeted towards Manhattan Beach, sponsored by the chamber, is a valuable resource. We've had politicians, we've had activists, we've had artists, we've had nonprofits,
small business owners, yeah,
and all of this was originally supported by James O'Callaghan and his vision for what the Manhattan Beach Chamber should be And he deserves credit for that.
He really does. He really does, because he made the Manhattan Beach Chamber what I like to refer to as nimble.
Right.
You know, a lot of chambers still have that old boy mentality. You know, they like to stick to the tried and true.
Right.
They're not willing or able necessarily to try new things.
Right.
And James, you know, came in and mixed it up, and he's gonna leave quite a legacy here, and you and I particularly are very appreciative of that. And James, congratulations, happy trails down in Huntington, and yeah, if you can do something about changing the nickname of that city, that would help us a lot.
Okay. Well, as Roger Bacon would probably say, he's moved to the dark side.
Oh. Well, we always had a great time working with him, and we wish him the best of luck.
Thank you, James. Thank you. So I'm excited about what's going on in the marketplace here in the South Bay. The real estate marketplace is tremendously strong, but that's not the only story. What another story about the real estate market is the rise of independent female entrepreneurs in the real estate world, both on the broker side and on the agent side, and that's happening right here in the South Bay, and it's a powerful, powerful trend, Jackie.
Yeah, well, it's one of our talking South Bay real estate is one of our. It's got to be one of our top three favorite things to talk about. You know, food, right?
Right.
Real estate, and I'm sure there's a couple of others up there.
But we have some guests with us that know a little bit about this market. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Lauren Weber, Joanne Gallen, and Courtney Self from the Women's Council of Realtors South Bay Chapter. Since 2013, Lauren has been consistently recognized as a top-producing agent at Hunter Mason Realty. She attributes her success to her leadership skills, a wide network, and involvement in the community. Currently, Lauren sits on the board of Women's Council of Realtors as president, where she represents the South Bay Network nationally, statewide, and locally. Lauren specializes in marketing, analytics, negotiations, first-time home buyers, VA buyers, single-family residents, income properties, commercial leases, and residential leases. She has a BS in marketing from San Diego State University. Joanne Gallen has been in the insurance business since 1984 and joined the State Farm family in 1989. She has worked for longtime established agents and assisted three training agents become full-fledged agents. During her tenure, Joanne has also worked for State Farm Corporate and is incredibly happy to recently have been reunited with her prior agent, Fenton Sanger. Joanne also does business development for Zippy Shell, a storage and moving company. That's a great service for realtors when they need to quickly empty and stage a home. Staging, Joe, that's another topic we love talking about.
Yes.
Courtney Self is a broker owner at Hunter Mason Realty. She opened her full-service real estate company in 2010 with one agent and has grown to over 30 with offices in Palos Verdes and Torrance. Courtney has been a top agent for more than 25 years and focuses her attention on providing personalized service to her clients. Her experience includes residential home sales, investment property, and property management. So anyway, Joe, this morning we're going to catch up with what's going on down in the always hot, hot, hot South Bay real estate market and hear about the annual Taste of Summer taking place on Thursday, July 21st at the South Coast Botanic Garden. Joanne, Lauren, Courtney, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for having
us.
Hi. Hello, and thank you for joining us. And Lauren, I want to ask each of you your response to this question. Basically, are you happy with the state of balance between men and women in the real estate industry? And if not, the Women's Council of Realtors South Bay Chapter is a sort of a I want to say a bellwether, a place to go for protection, if for lack of a better word, from that. But are you happy with the state of things in terms of the balance, and or do men push women aside in the real estate market as has happened in the past?
You know, in my business, I've seen, I guess, more so men that I've been working with, but I am happy with the way that things are progressing, and statistically, there are actually more women in the real estate industry as agents. So
right,
I guess I can say I would like to see more top producing agents as women, but for now, it's I'm very optimistic about where we're going in this industry.
Okay. Joanne, what's the state of things in terms of the balance?
Yeah, honestly, you have two experts on the phone, Courtney and Lauren. I'm an affiliate member of the Women's Council, being in the insurance business with Zippy Shell. So they're really the ones to talk to about the balance. But I just like to just say I love being part of the Women's Council. It's a wonderful group of people, and it's not just for women. And it's obviously not just for realtors. But like I said, Courtney and Lauren really are the experts when it comes to the real estate.
Is there any issue here, Courtney, or is it not like even an issue?
I think it's a non-issue. I mean, Women's Council of Realtors was founded over 80 years ago because women did have access to the real estate industry was blocked to them, and that's why this was created. But that's really not an issue now. In fact, statistically, there are more women in real estate than there are men. However, I don't have any firm numbers on this, but I just from my personal experience and what I see out there, it does seem like more top agents are men versus women. And like Lauren was saying, I would love to see more top female agents out there, and I would love to see more female brokers. Almost all of the real estate broker owners are men. However, the most successful real estate broker owner in the South Bay would be Sandra Sanders, who owns REMAX.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see more women getting out there and starting up their own real estate company and being successful.
You know, Joe, most times when there's a group and the word woman is in it, whether it's like the South Bay Business Women's Association or the Women's Council of Realtors, it can be misleading. Because there are a ton of men involved in these organizations. So you can't take that at face value. I was at a South Bay Business Women's Association event late last month, I think, and there were just as many men there as women.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes just having that word in there sometimes can be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that I'll throw this to you, Lauren. Is that since the Women's Council of Realtors had been established, you know, eight decades ago, is that a throwback? Is that something that is sort of an anachronism that doesn't quite fit in this current world, do you think, Lauren?
Yes and no. I would say for the Women's Council of Realtors, we are trying to get more men involved and get them to support, you know, our organization, which they do. But I think having that word women, it does, there is some misleading ideas about what we are. And, oh, it's only women, and sometimes men don't want to come to our events because of the word women. But
crazy.
You know,
those guys are crazy.
Which is really weird, you know.
No, I'm saying those guys have just marked themselves as crazy.
Yeah.
I think they're intimidated. That's what it is. No.
crazy.
So if I could just add, Courtney Self from Hunter Mason, along with Michelle Brown from Keller Williams, are the ones that started the South Bay chapter of the Women's Council.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously Michelle Brown has gone on to become celebrated for her success in the real estate marketplace. Man or woman rarely achieve the success that Michelle Brown has achieved. So,
well, and also I'd like to add that Michelle works in an area of real estate that is dominated by men. She does a lot of commercial real estate,
right,
which is still a men's club.
Right, right.
For
still
the most part.
An old boys network. Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
And so, you know, I know for a fact, I mean, there are issues. I mean, there are those things, like you're saying, commercial real estate, maybe on the back end side of mortgage lending, there are some places where there aren't a lot of women at the top echelons. It's mostly men or men controlled. But
we're here to change that.
We're talking with the Women's Council of Realtors South Bay chapter, Lauren. Just generically speaking, can you tell us how people out there who've been thinking about getting into real estate, man or woman, should think about preparing themselves to become a real estate professional? What is required today to be a real estate professional, Lauren?
Well, definitely some market knowledge. So they should absolutely look at the inventory, know their numbers as far as price range and what's out there. But also definitely absolutely networking, and that's why we do what we do, and getting to know the different agents out there, all the different associations, as well as our partnerships with our affiliates like Joanne. It's an industry where it's really important to know who's involved and, you know, get your team behind you and have a lot of support. And also just being very knowledgeable about the contracts and different negotiation techniques and how to guide your clients and really educate them on the process, because that's what they hire us for. So when I first came in, the best thing that I could do was find a mentor who I liked the way that they worked and the way that they operated, and I stuck with that person, and they told me everything, and I did everything exactly, and it brought me to the success that I have today, and that's my broker, Courtney Self, who's on the phone with us. So I attribute a lot of my success to her.
when did you start, Lauren, and what was your experience prior to starting? What date did you start?
Sure. I got licensed in November of 2009, so almost 7 years ago. And prior to that, I had a job in marketing, and I got my degree in business marketing. So my first job out of college, I actually knew I didn't want a corporate job. I wanted to be a business owner, and that's where I eventually was led to the real estate world, which I absolutely love and I'm so grateful to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, I'd like to ask the same question of you. When did you start in the world of real estate, and what were you doing before that, and what was the impetus to say to you that you said to yourself, I want to be in real estate?
Well, I come from a real estate family, and I went to real estate school in high school and waited until I was 18 to graduate, to take the test, and I graduated high school, I took the test, I got my license, and I sold real estate part-time my first couple of years in college.
Yeah.
So I knew I wanted to do it really early, and so I've only had two jobs in my adult life, pretty much. I've worked in real estate, and I left real estate for a couple of years and worked for Pan Am Airlines for a couple of years, so they went out of business, and then I went right back to real estate. So it's just really almost all I've known my adult life, and it's been a great career. I really enjoy it. It's fun. I get to meet great people, and there are a lot of challenges, that's for sure, in real estate,
right. But
I think it's worth it in the end.
Right. It's, Joanne, any business person, man or woman, there are challenges. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing before insurance, and how did your transition to become an insurance agent, how were you viewing that when you first started?
Well, actually, I started over 30 years ago, so I wouldn't say it's my first job, but I've been in the insurance business since 1984. So there wasn't that much prior to that. But it's just been the last 4 or 5 years since I moved down to the South Bay from West L.A. that I've really become involved with the Women's Council, with the South Bay Board of Realtors, with the Palos Verdes Board of Realtors. I love being part of this community. And not only for business reasons, because a lot of these people have become my close friends. It's amazing how many realtors are in the South Bay. I mean, I can't get over it. But like I said, they're great people, and I love being part of these organizations, and especially the Women's Council.
Right. Courtney, sometimes, you know, people look at the marketplace, and they look at, you know, listings of realtors, and they say, wow, there are so many realtors. Is it still an opportunity to get involved in real estate in the South Bay, or are there just so many realtors that it's hard to get noticed?
There's always room for more good ones. So the real estate industry has a lot of part-time people, and a lot of people enter the business not fully understanding what it means to be in real estate and if you want to be successful. Really, I mean, the attrition rate is so high in this business. A lot of people come in. I mean, I've actually had agents that I've trained tell me, wow, this is really hard, and then they quit. They don't understand everything that goes into being a full-time realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that there is always room for more good full-time realtors, because I really believe you have to be full-time in this business to be successful and to serve your clients in the best possible way. A part-time agent, they're not necessarily going to be up to date on all the contracts, the inventory. It's almost impossible to do this business and really serve your clients if you're not doing it full time. And I always tell people that real estate's not a job; it's a lifestyle. I mean, it's your whole life. You're immersed in it, which I like.
Hmm.
And not everybody likes that. A lot of people want to get home from work at the end of the day and not think about their job and shut the phone off. You can't do that in this business.
They're thinking like employees.
Exactly. And you're not an employee when you're a realtor. When you're a realtor, you're an independent contractor. You're self-employed. You have to think of it as your own business.
People in America are trained, you know, from high school on, are trained to be employees. That's been true since the founding of public education in the 30s.
Absolutely.
Many speakers and business pundits talk about how we need to change our public education system to prepare people for this future where, you know, there won't be 30-year manufacturing jobs. And it has nothing to do with China or Malaysia.
Those kind of jobs don't exist anymore. And I tell my sons, Hunter and Mason, by the way, companies named after them, that I will be very disappointed in them if they grow up and get jobs.
Right.
I want them to get good grades. I want them to go to college and get a degree.
Right.
For the experience, but then I want them to start their own business. I don't want them to be miserable in a job that they hate.
Right.
Working for somebody else.
Right. Right.
So since the company's named after them, I think they'll probably have to come to Hunter Mason Realty.
Ah, our diabolical plan.
Yeah.
Get them in the family business incentive.
That's right.
Yeah. That's so important, Courtney. That's so important that people hear the message that the job markets of today simply will not exist in 20 or 30 years. They just won't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And when our children and their children are looking for work, then, you know, there will be new industries that don't exist yet that we can't imagine. So it's quite a
Joe, I have a question for the ladies.
Yeah.
You know how we always talk about how all politics are local?
Mm.
I get the impression that real estate is local. Would that be a true statement, Courtney?
Absolutely. That's what we say, that it's real estate's a hyper-local business. When you're a successful realtor, in fact, if you notice, most of the successful realtors whose names you would know if you heard them, they are very involved in their local community. They're generally involved in a particular geographic area. They're just entrenched in their community, and they know everything that's going on in that community. They know all the players. They're basically a resource for their clients for anything they need, from a handyman and plumber to, you know, knowing who to talk to at the city council if they have some kind of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very connected.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because, as you said, Joe, there seems to be a lot of realtors in the South Bay. We all get digs, right? Everybody gets digs, right? That big, glossy weekly magazine that comes out, and it's a real estate. It's a real estate.
And it's
magazine.
It's a beautifully done magazine. They do an awesome job.
Yeah. But the thing is, if my husband and I ever decide to sell this home, and by the way, we're not, so don't. Don't come out
if you
my
are. I know a really great realtor if you are.
we're not. We're not. This is our forever home. We decided that a while ago. But we have the local brokers that I get their newsletter on my doorstep every week.
Right.
You know, and my husband has said, you know, this person's good. If we ever decide to sell this house, this is the guy I would have because he's here. He's on top of it. He puts out his weekly newsletter. As you said, Courtney, he knows everything that's going on in the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the real estate broker that I see every time I go to the supermarket. Her smiling face is mm-hmm. looking at me as I go through the store with my cart. And
yeah.
and it's – no, seriously, it's effective. And mm-hmm. and there are ways that as a hyper-local broker that you can get your name and face out there. And these people are hustling.
Now, speaking of old-school hustle, there is a broker – or an agent who has visited my home physically, knocked on my door and said hi, shook my hand, and given me a flyer of listings in my neighborhood for the last 10 years.
Mm.
And my children know him. He knows my children's names
mm-hmm.
and asks about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's old school.
Yeah, but it's effective.
I think so. He's still doing it.
Yeah, there are certain industries where that knock on the door, how you doing, know the kids, like insurance. You know, insurance is a similar thing where you're embedded in the community and you have to know everything that's going on, and real estate is totally, you know, part of that.
Now, Lauren, I want to transition now to the event.
Wait, before we transition, let's do our station break and put out the number.
Yes. We would love for everyone listening, if you can, please give us a call. You're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about Taste of Summer, actually talking about the event Taste of Summer that the Women's Council of Realtors South Bay Chapter is putting on the July 21st. Thursday, July 21st, at the South Coast Botanic Garden. And we're going to talk more about that event after the break. If you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So now we're back, and Lauren, tell us about what is the Taste of Summer?
Sure. Well, it is actually our sixth annual wine event, a fundraiser event, and this is the third year that we're doing it at the South Coast Botanic Gardens. It's a really, really fun event that we look forward to every year. It gives us a break to just have a more relaxed and casual environment where we all get together and enjoy each other's company over some beer, food, and wine tasting. We have a bunch of vendors coming out, and they're going to be giving away samples of their food, wine, and beer. And we also have some live music from a local band called The Lucky Ones performing, and we'll have a silent auction as well. And a portion of these proceeds are going to benefit the South Bay Business Women's Association.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's at the South Coast Botanic Garden up in Palos Verdes from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. And it's something that we all look forward to every year. And we put a lot of time and effort into providing our community just a really fun environment.
I think all roads lead to the South Coast Botanic Garden, Joe.
Yeah, it's a
I mean,
wonderful
how many times? I think all this whole week, all the events we were talking about, they're all happening at the South Coast Botanic Garden.
Yes.
I forgot to mention
it's a popular venue.
It is.
Yeah, it's only $45 per person, and that's for all you can eat and drink. And then we're also selling, if you want to get 10 tickets, it's $400.
Okay.
And those are sold online on our Eventbrite page, and you can visit our website to purchase those as well.
Okay.
And that's WCRSouthBay.org.
WCRSouthBay.org.
Yes.
Okay. I've never really explored the history of the Women's Council of Realtors, but I can tell you from my perspective as a software engineer and an internet programmer, WCR.org, they have a three-letter domain.
You love that, don't you?
They're 80 years old. They have a three-letter domain. Oh my gosh!
Well, I don't think the domain name is that old.
But that's pretty impressive. Obviously, a very well-run organization, and I'm more interested now to explore what they do.
Okay, well, you can't do that now.
No.
Get off the computer.
So now we've talked a little bit about how much it is to come to the event. What are some of the things, and there's going to be music and there's going to be wine tasting. Mm-hmm. What was the real purpose of establishing this event? What kind of an event is it? Is it a fundraiser?
Yes, it's a fundraiser to support our local network.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps provide us to send some of our leadership members to our national and statewide meetings where we go and we learn, some educational tools and skills to bring back to our local chapters and support our local chapters here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. We're looking forward to it Thursday, the 21st. It's 2 weeks from now?
Yep.
2 weeks.
Coming up.
Okay. 2 weeks.
And Joanne, do you want to share a little bit about the vendors that are going to be there? We have some great people who are really excited to share their products with us.
To mention a few, the Hermosa Beach Fish Shop. I don't know if anybody's been there. That's a great little restaurant in Hermosa Avenue on Pier Avenue. I'm sorry, Pier Avenue in Hermosa. Jimmy's Bar and Grill, great place. Orlando's delicious Italian food with a French flair. We have Buca di Beppo, King's Hawaiian, Fresh Brothers, delicious pizza from there. We also have, I know the Strand Brewing is going to be there, among others. We have a wonderful assortment. Jersey Mike's is going to be there, Chick-fil-A, Goose Island Beer, One Hope Wine, Happy Hour Wine, Boisette Wine. That's just to name a few. We have lots of sweets, delicious after dinner treats. I believe we're going to have Yogurt Land and a wonderful place called Smitten that's new at the Point in El Segundo. So we're really looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun and extra surprises as well.
And there's no way that you can eat. I mean, for $45, you could never get this much great food and drinks and live music. I mean, it's an awesome event. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go towards the South Bay Business Women's Association.
Right, right.
And that's a fantastic organization that gives scholarships to high school seniors and women going to college to continue their education.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the garden does the event take place? Or because it's a huge venue, where exactly does it take place?
We're in the upper meadow. It's the smaller meadow, so it's right off the. It's very close to the entrance too, so it's very accessible, and it's just a beautiful. It's a beautiful afternoon, early evening. It's from 4:30 to 7:30, right before sunset. I definitely invite everyone to come on out and check it out. We usually will sell tickets at the door, but we prefer to sell them in advance just so we know how many people are coming.
Right.
And how many people do you expect?
This year we anticipate about 250 people.
Wow, okay.
Right.
Yeah, pretty big event.
Is it all realtors, or do you get other people like Joanne, like on the periphery of like you have stagers and interior designers come in and painters and construction people and architects?
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
I can tell you who our sponsors are. We have some great sponsors, and they're a lot of them are real estate related, but they're not realtors. So we have Tradewinds Escrow, Wells Fargo Bank, Serendipity Staging and Redesign, Premier Business Bank, Zippy Shell, South Bay Home Inspections, Excellent Fumigation. We have Exeter Tax Exchange, American Trust Escrow, Property ID, and then we do have some real estate sponsors: Hunter Mason Realty, of course, Keller Williams South Bay. We've got Digs Magazine as a sponsor, Vista Sotheby's, State Farm's also a sponsor, as well as Harbor Lights Escrow, The Daily Breeze, and Beach City Printers. And I hope I got everybody. It's quite an extensive list, but it's we do have a lot of people involved. And then in addition to that, it's open to the public. So we get people who have nothing to do with real estate who see it advertised in The Daily Breeze or Digs, and they buy tickets and they come to our event.
And
open to the public. Everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. Now, you did mention a silent auction. Do you have any? Can you want to mention any of the very cool things that people can bid on?
Sure. I know there's going to be a bicycle. There's going to be many restaurants throughout the South Bay. Some beautiful jewelry. To name a few of those, just to start us off here.
Right.
Would that be a regular bicycle or an electric bike? Do you know?
It's a regular bicycle. It's a beach
scooter.
Okay. All
right. Just asking.
Joanne, aren't we having a weekend on a the easy like a
the
like
E3 vehicle? This is great. There's a new company out, and they have these awesome golf carts. And they have a Hummer version, they have a Cadillac Escalade, they have a Roadster, and they're generous enough to be auctioning off a weekend rental. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I've driven one around town, and they're all electric, great, great, great fun vehicles. So that's going to be one of our prizes as well.
Is that the vehicle I saw you in at the fish shop a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, it is. That was the Cadillac Escalade. Really fun, really fun. Like I said, all electric, just a lot of fun. You get a lot of attention driving around those vehicles, but they're great. They're, you know, there's no gas, they're easy parking, and just, like I said, a lot of fun.
Joe, have you seen these?
I'm sorry?
Have you seen these vehicles that she's talking about?
No, I haven't
seen
those.
They're something. They are something. What is the company?
Yeah.
The company is E3. The company is E3. They're opening a showroom in Redondo Beach later, I believe next month. They're E3 vehicles. It's just a great little company. You should see some of the golf carts. There's a little pink Roadster. I haven't driven in that one yet. They're custom made. Some are similar to look like a golf cart, but most of them are fancier, cuter, and just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they're opening. E3 vehicles. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to mention as a couple of our other silent auction items are going to be, like we were talking about the Digs Magazine, there's going to be a Digs Magazine ad as well as a South Bay Magazine ad that people can bid on to have an advertisement in their magazines.
That's good for local business, huh? Getting some free advertising.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Nice. Hey, Joe, do you want me to go into a couple of the events that are going on around Manhattan Beach this weekend real quick?
Of course.
Yep. Yeah. All right. This started yesterday. The City of Manhattan Beach and Skechers present the annual Manhattan Beach Open Tennis Tournament from Thursday, July 7th through Sunday, July 10th. All right. This is an open. So you can play with really, really good against really good tennis players. And that's taking place at Live Oak Park Tennis Facility, MiraCosta High School, and Manhattan Country Club. There's going to be men's and women's open singles and doubles divisions all the way to amateur divisions, okay? And there's going to be prizes and trophies for all division winners. It's been around for a while, hasn't it, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's going on all this weekend. And here's a big event. The Manhattan Beach Chamber presents the third annual Bite at the Beach on Saturday, July 9th. This food and craft beer pairing event will take place at the MBS Media Campus in Manhattan Beach from 3 to 6 p.m. with special VIP entrance beginning at 2 p.m. All right. This is the third year, and I think James O'Callaghan was responsible for this one too, right,
I was
Joe?
Just going to say another event founded by the leadership of James O'Callaghan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now last year the event featured over 20 restaurants and breweries and attracted over 700 attendees. It sells out.
Awesome event, and the location is incredible.
Yeah, that's the studio, MBS Studio Media Campus over there on off Rosecrans.
Right.
Tickets are, as far as we know, tickets may still be available. General admission is $75. VIP is $100.
Right.
All right. So, that's happening this Saturday, and it's always a fun event. The City of Manhattan Beach presents the annual Concerts in the Park series, kicks off Sunday, July 10th, and this runs every Sunday through September 4th. It's a summer-long event held at Pollywog Park. It takes place from 5 to 7 p.m.,
right.
And they feature all different artists, and you know they do Elvis tributes and Beatles tribute bands are there. And every year, the Hyperion Outfall Serenaders, the official band of Manhattan Beach, opens the series. It's free to the public.
Right.
All right?
Right,
so anybody can go. I always recommend getting there early. Bring your beach chair, low back beach chairs, blankets. Bring your picnic. It's a really, really fun way to wind down your weekend on Sunday night.
Right.
And that happens at Pollywog Park, located at 1601 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. That's some of the stuff that's going on around Manhattan Beach this weekend.
And Jackie, I'd just like to highlight this local company doing such important work, E3 Vehicles. They're called NEVs, Neighborhood Electric Vehicles, and you can find out more at E3, that's E and the number 3, vehicles.com, E3vehicles.com. They're located right in the heart of Redondo Beach, 350 North Pacific Coast Highway. And wow.
They're going to be giving away a weekend's use of one of their vehicles. I wonder if you can pick which one you want to drive.
I wonder. But they're really cool.
Are they for rent or are they for sale? Are they for rent or sale?
I think they're for sale.
They're for sale.
They are for sale, but they are working on an arm to do some rentals as well. So they are going to be doing rentals as well eventually. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is exciting. Neighborhood electric vehicles, that is electric vehicles that don't have the range to be a regular commuter vehicle. But if you're going to go out on the town for a day, they're perfect to get you from here to there. Then you go to the beach and you hang out at the beach, and then you go back and get your car
exactly.
From some place that actually has parking, and it's easy.
That now that sounds like a really fun thing. You know, people come to the South Bay just to spend the day, right?
Hey.
So you drive down and you rent one of these vehicles and
right.
You can tool around the South Bay in it looking cool.
Looking very cool.
Looking like a local.
Yeah, it's exciting times for small businesses like this. This could just as easily be Hunter Mason electric vehicles.
I need to get a wrapped one.
Yeah,
my logo on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
And Courtney, and then your sons will totally be in the business.
Oh, yeah. They'll
all
love
right,
it. I'll get them a little mini Hummer.
Yeah, there you go. You get one of those to tool around town in, and you're set. You're done.
Now, I also have to highlight one other electric vehicle company that I just found out about recently. And I love their vehicles, but I really love their name, Organic Transit. And the domain name is just as easy as it sounds, organictransit.com.
They must run on vegetable oil, right?
They're all electric, but if you have a vegetable oil generator, then they run on vegetable oil, yes. And they have a solar panel on top where it can charge in about 10 hours on its own. Mm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the electric vehicles are going nutty. I mean, every time I turn around, I see a Tesla. And that doesn't even include the, what was it, 35,000 that people put in orders for a couple of months ago?
Oh, for the Tesla Model 3.
Yeah.
Model 3 is going to be huge. It's the price point.
You think there's a lot on the road now? Wait.
Right.
I'll stick with my electric bike. But parking doesn't get easier than with an electric bike.
Right. No. Very, very cool. Lots of exciting stuff happening just around us in general, and we're excited about this upcoming event, Taste of Summer. Tell us a little bit, if you could, Courtney, about how people can get involved in the organization and what are some of the things you're looking for when you're looking for new members.
Well, we definitely want people that are excited about the real estate industry and Women's Council of Realtors, and we'd love to get more realtors involved, of course, men and women. But we're not picky. We'll take either or. We're fine. In fact, we used to have an ad campaign a few years ago that said something like, "Are you man enough to join Women's Council?" So we're trying to get more men involved. But, in any case, we definitely are looking for more realtors. Vendors are always welcome. Like Joanne, you know, she works in the insurance industry. People, until you stop and think about it, you don't realize how many different industries and people are involved in any given real estate transaction. From insurance to home inspectors and contractors and plumbers and escrow and title and a lender. And I mean, you have something like, on average, 48 people involved in a real estate transaction.
Wow.
The people at the front of the deal as well as all the people at the back end.
Wow.
Because people don't realize with a lender, when you're getting a loan, you have five or six people working just on that one loan in various capacities during the course of the loan as it progresses. So there are a lot of people involved in a real estate transaction. Real estate sales, they are great for any local community because every deal brings in a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking for anybody that wants and people that want to get involved as well. I mean, it's great when people come and support us and come to the luncheons and learn at the – because we have educational luncheons almost every month.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need people to get involved and to help participate because an event like Taste of Summer – It's not an easy thing to put together.
Right.
I mean, Lauren's done an awesome job putting it together. She ran the event last year and kind of had to step in and run it this year as well.
Right.
Joanne has been phenomenal in getting vendors, and last couple of years she's been involved, she's done an amazing job helping and stepping in where help is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't our only event of the year. We have other events.
Mm-hmm.
So we need people that love to be involved and love to participate.
Great, fantastic.
Could I just give a shout out to
Jessica Calkin and also Kelly Meyer, who have been really involved with putting this event together. So they deserve a shout out. They've done a great, amazing job.
They do.
It's definitely mm-hmm. a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. We need more team members because none of these activities and none of these events just happen. It takes a lot of work behind the scenes, and a lot of people, they show up and they're like, "Oh, you always have such great events." They may not realize all the hard work that goes into it just to pull it all together, from, you know, just getting a speaker for an event each month. You know, you've got to, there's a lot of legwork that goes into organizing, getting
right.
a speaker, finding the right speaker, and things like that. So you had asked also about other events. We have our monthly luncheons, and then in addition, we do a business expo once a year at the Torrance Marriott. And we have about 75 vendors usually, cocktail party, and top agent panel. So it's an all-day event. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. It takes us a good 6 to 8 months to pull it all together.
And let me ask you something. Is there a theme for this event, Taste of Summer? Is there a – I think last year you guys had a Hawaiian or Aloha theme. Is there one this year?
Yep, it's the same Aloha theme. So we encourage everybody to wear their Aloha attire. Their T-shirts and flip-flops will be provided if you are coming straight from work and need to change to relax. But absolutely, it's going to be colorful and lots of flowers and – a lot of Aloha spirit right. in our South Bay community.
All right.
The Aloha spirit.
Now, I have a question for Joanne. You know, when you think about, and Joanne Gallen, her name may be familiar to many of our listeners because she's been a guest host on the South Bay Show a couple of times. And Joanne, we've often talked about, you know, if you're a small business person, you really need to have three people in your corner: your attorney, your accountant, and your insurance agent. As a small business owner, you really need those three professionals or the services of those three professionals to have any kind of a successful small business, no matter what the product or service. But when you think about real estate, Joanne, what are the different types of insurances that apply, just in general, for people understand that?
Well, obviously, homeowners insurance, that's a big part. There's condominium insurance, also known as HO6. Those are for people that are part of a condo association or a townhouse association. Those are the two big ones. There's master policies for whole associations, but in the normal real estate transaction with the people that I do business with, mostly residential, it's either an HO5 homeowners policy or the HO6 policy.
Now,
and you need that in order to close escrow.
I see. What are some of the things?
The bank isn't going to lend you that money unless you have insurance. Let's put it that way.
Right.
That's right.
So it's a necessary part. So Joanne is one of the 48 people involved in that that transaction.
It's like weddings, Joe.
Yeah.
Anytime you have to buy a home, it's just like a wedding. You get the whole community involved.
You need an army to get a wedding done.
Yeah.
And it's
You just need a battalion to buy a home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or a special forces unit. Maybe that's the better. Yeah, they're more nimble.
You're right. Stealthy.
Yeah.
Well, this has been an exciting time. We've learned a lot. Courtney, what are some of the things that we've left out about the state of the industry today? Real estate and the market. Tell us a little bit about the market. What should we be looking for as we're heading into a summer with a very exciting, the Olympics in Rio, and
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of controversy, but of course there are the Olympics, so they're going to be huge. And then, of course, I scarce to mention it, but there is an election coming up in November, if you haven't heard. this might be, you know, somewhat important. How does that affect?
And it actually could be. So one of the things that's really driving our market right now are exceptionally low interest rates. They keep saying they're going to raise them, and they haven't. Interest rates are super low right now. So that means a lot of people not only are going out and buying a property for maybe their first time, or maybe they're seeing now is the opportunity to move up to that next home, but you're also seeing a lot of people refinancing a property.
Yeah.
So what that does is puts a lot of pressure on the lenders. So if you're trying to buy a home, you know, keep in mind, and usually they prioritize purchases are prioritized above refinances, but still you have to understand that the underwriters and the loan processors and everyone involved in the loan transaction, they are basically overworked right now.
Right.
So you want to do as much as you can in advance. If you're going out to look for a house, make sure you've talked to your lender first and you've got all of your financing lined up. But keep in mind also it's just a very vibrant real estate market. Things are selling very quickly, and it can be discouraging, you know, if you're a first-time buyer or if you don't have a lot of money to put down. I mean, you can get a loan for 3% down, 5% down, even 10%, you know, you don't have to put 20% down to buy a home. And that allows a lot of young people to go out and buy a property.
Mm-hmm.
But very often, if you're buying your first property, you're buying a lower end property, and those properties are being scooped up still by investors. So you may find you're in competition with cash buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep in mind, wherever you are, if you're a first-time buyer, move-up buyer, you know, multi-million-dollar buyer, it's a tough market out there. And just be prepared and, you know, don't get attached to the home until you get it.
Is there any sign of any weakness in any part of the market here in the South Bay?
Well, I was going to say, it depends on where you're at, because, right. You know, different areas of the country have different, you know, some areas were never even that affected by the recession, like San Jose, for example. I mean, they were affected, but they were still selling homes with multiple offers for cash.
Right.
Here in the South Bay, during the last recession, we were one of the last areas to start to see the decline in real estate, and we were one of the first areas to start to rebound. So we're a little insulated in that. But the real problem we're seeing now is a lack of inventory. There's just not a lot of property out there. A lot of people want to buy a home, and there's just not much out there. We just had two multi-million dollar properties in Hermosa Beach sell in about 12 hours. They went in MLS in the afternoon, and they were sold by 8 o'clock the next morning. So
right.
They were on the market for, I think, 16 hours in total, but most of that was during the night. So that
end of the market is searingly hot. But what about, let's say, like my daughter moved in with a friend of hers from high school. They've been friends for almost 20 years now. Almost 20 years, since they were like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But these two young women with decent jobs were thinking about buying a house together. But there's no way they could buy a house in the South Bay. They ended up renting a home in Gardena, just on the other side of the 405 freeway, because that's all that they could afford. Is there any hope for young professionals to get a home in the South Bay, unless does it have to be Gardena or Hawthorne?
No, they'll probably have to go with a condo, you know, a starter property. If you get your foot in the door in the real estate market, you could make equity very quickly, more quickly than you could ever save that money.
Hmm.
And money is so cheap right now because with interest rates being so low, if you could do whatever you can to get into a property, you will you'll really experience the upturn in the market positively.
Right.
But you mentioned they rented also. That's another issue that we're having. We do a lot of property management. You know, rents have gone up over 14% in Los Angeles County in the last 2 years.
Right.
So a lot of people are even being priced out of the market with rentals.
Right.
So it is a challenging market, and that's you as a realtor, you want a nice steady market. It's kind of tough. If you're a listing agent, it's great right now, but if you're a buyer's agent, it's really hard.
Right.
In the recession, if you're a buyer's agent, you're making a lot more money. If you're a listing agent, your listings are sitting on the market forever. So, you know, you just have to know what market you're in and how to work with it to best serve your clients. Because your goal is to sell your listings if you're
right.
a listing agent, or to get your buyer into a property so they can get their first home.
What are some of the better opportunities for those at the lower end of the market now? Torrance still seems very affordable. Lomita, Hawthorne, what would you say would be some of the better?
It depends on your price point, of course, and it depends
on.
I have first-time buyers buying homes in Palos Verdes, but they're buying, you know, they can't afford over $1 million, so then they're going to go to the east side of the hill, or maybe they'll buy a townhome.
Right.
You know, so there are. It depends on where they're looking. You know, if you want to be close to the freeway, then North Redondo is great. There are some good townhomes up there that you can get in the 600 range,
mm-hmm.
which that's a lot of money for a first-time buyer. But Harbor City, Lomita, San Pedro is great. A lot of people just don't want to go to San Pedro because it's so far. But really, especially if you're commuting to downtown, you're right off the 110 freeway. So there are a lot of good buying opportunities out there, and I just recommend that everybody get connected with a knowledgeable realtor who can help them find the neighborhood and the price point that is ideal for them.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Lauren Weber, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much
for
having all of us.
And Joanne Gallen, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Jack.
And Courtney Self, I think Hunter and Mason, they have quite a job ahead of them. Yes, we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to their ascendancy in the family business. That'll be fantastic. Thank you for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, the Taste of Summer, South Coast Botanic Garden, July 21st, a Thursday. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Have a great weekend.